Hello and welcome to another episode of AIM Insurance Pirate Radio. Today we are back from a long break here to talk about a lot of things. We're going to start with nationals. My first year of coaching is over, and I can say we survived, we thrived, we did everything at the national meet. So, and we're also recording right now on Twitch. So if you're in there, say what's up in chat. But it was great. I had a great time. I started off in cross country with one male athlete and two female athletes. And we went from that to bringing nine male athletes and two female athletes to the national meet. We ended up scoring the same amount of points on each side, which was 7 points. The scoring is 10, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So 10, 8, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. So it's places 1 through 8, all score. We had on the men's side a 6th place finish in the 4x8, 7th place finish in the 4x1. And was that it? And 2 8th place finishes in the 100 and 200 meter. On the women's side, we had a 5th place finish in the 4x1, in the women's 800. And 7th and 8th place finish in the women's open 400. So it was really good. I had a great time. And yeah, just looking forward to building the program. I'm out recruiting. I got the Don Scott meet at Manhasset tomorrow. I was at the Division 3A championships at Valley Stream North. And we're looking to build the team. Watch out Suffolk, watch out World, because NASS Community College is coming back on the map, and we're coming back with a vengeance under the expert tutelage of the one and only Amon Sheeran. So, yeah, I'm really excited. That's kind of a big part of the life update. I had to miss some stuff for nationals. So we're just trying to find a full-time social work job, ideally at NASA Community College, so I can do both the running coaching and the work all in one. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that's the story right now. That's the life update. What else? Just trying to get back into running. Put it on Strava, but the goal for the end of 22 is to run a half marathon. So that's a big goal for us. I'm really excited to try to do that. It's going to take a lot. It's not going to be a blazing fast time. My goal for the end of the year is to break 2 hours, which is 9 minute and 9 second pace. So if I run 9 minute pace, I'll run in the high 150. 1 hour, 50 minutes. So that's the story right now. I'm sorry if there's any background noise. That's kind of Twitch loading up. I have an old laptop, so I'll try to fix that in post. But that's the life update. Running, coaching, running in my life. Looking forward to playing basketball in Northport this summer. It's going to be hot. It's going to be fun. Hot and steamy. There's some great competition out there, and they have really nice courts, and that's why I messed up my ankle last summer. So I'm looking forward to stay healthy and get those numbers up out of Northport, out of Veterans Park. All right, moving right along. I have seen Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness twice. Once with my girlfriend Emma, and the other time while we were on the trip. So I liked it a lot better the second time around. First time around, I was like low 70s, and then I think I bumped it all the way up to an 80 for my official review. Before we start that, I forgot. The kids were very nice at the end of the season. My athletes, we had a pizza party, and they gave me the lion, which is right up there, stuffed animal lion with a cute little t-shirt, and a big like foldable like poster boardy thing with which they all signed, and it said best coach and thank you and congratulations on your first year of coaching. And another athlete gave me a frame with a picture of everyone on it and all our names. So that was really sweet. It's kind of why we do it, for the kids and help them improve. So it was all good stuff. So moving right back to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, like I said, I've seen it twice. Official score is an 80. And let me read the synopsis real quick. Technical difficulties. Doctor Strange. synopsis. Synopsis. Dr. Stephen Strange, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, life changes. Oh, I'm reading the first one, not the second one. Dr. Strange 2 synopsis. Thank you very much. Dr. Stephen Strange casts a forbidden spell that opens a portal to the multiverse. However, a threat emerges that may be too big for his team to handle. So I won't go through the whole movie with a summary. I really liked it. A lot of positives. It looked amazing. Pacing was great. It felt very frantic in the shorter runtime of 2 hours and 8 minutes, but I really think they packed everything in. First of all, for all you people out there, I don't mean to spoil the rest of Kevin Feige's MCU, but Wanda's still alive. She's too big of a character for them to use. The red burst at the end, I think, was her saving herself. So Wanda's definitely still alive, and we're going to see her in future MCU things, films, and TV shows. I don't know if I loved her as a villain, though. I think there's been better villains, and I want to see Wanda as a good guy. So I thought, like, the villain arc was over at the end of WandaVision, so I was surprised they brought her back as a villain. But she's definitely crazy and loves her kids, which don't necessarily exist. But I think she'll be back as a good guy one way or the other. So that's my thoughts on Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. We're going to move right on to some sports. We'll start with, we'll start with the NBA playoffs and some thoughts on the regular season. Knicks, 11th pick, not great, but there's been great people picked outside of the top 10, so hopefully they use it right. I think the front office has improved. James Dolan taking a step back, and we'll see. You know, we just got to make use of it. I don't think we should necessarily trade down unless we get a really great package for a superstar. I don't want to give up any of the young guns, which would need to be included in that package to get a superstar. I want to keep Quickly. I want to keep Mitchell Robinson. Obviously, you need to keep RJ Barrett. The only one that I'm really comfortable getting rid of off the top of my head is Julius Randle. I think it was a bit of a fluke season he had. And yeah, I don't think he's going to return to his season from 2 seasons ago. So I think we can get rid of him. I just don't know what we can get back for him. So we'll see. Right now, the NBA playoffs, let's go to the matchups. So we got Boston versus Miami. Boston looked great at the start of game one, and then it all kind of fell apart. Jimmy Butler had 40, and he looked amazing. I just want my boy Duncan Robinson to get a little more shine, a little more grinds from Spoelstra. But obviously what they're doing is working in Miami. So the game today, Miami versus Boston. The spread's 3.5. Boston plus 3.5. I think they covered that tonight. I'm not sure who's going to win, but we'll see. I think it's going to be a good series. I think I'll go with Miami in 6, just based off the first game. Golden State dominated the Mavericks. I think Luka will show up more in the rest of the games, but I'm going to go with the gentleman sweep out in the Western Conference, which would be the Warriors in 5. What are the other matchups? Am I crazy here? Why isn't this showing up? Oh, we're already in the conference finals. Wow, I didn't realize that. So the Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics and Miami. Western Conference Finals are Mavericks and the Warriors. So I thought there were more games. There are not. ECF and WCF. So if I had to pick anyone right now, I think the Warriors to come back to their final form and win the NBA championships. I think they're really clicking right now. I don't see the Celtics or the Heat stopping them. That might have been why I was messed up, because I watched the Rangers last night and the NHL was a little earlier on in their playoffs. So that's maybe why I was a little thrown off. See what's going on in the Twitch chat. Probably nothing. Yup. We're just chilling. Just us. Podcast, folks. So let's go to the NHL playoff bracket. Rangers, tough game last night. I was at my favorite spot, Johnny McGorry's. And just tough to see them go down in overtime. But then again, they lost game 1 to the Penguins in triple overtime. This was only single overtime. So I think the Rangers can come back and win in six or seven against the Hurricanes. Playoff bracket current. So we got Golden Knights. No, this is old. All right. Get it together, Sheeran. Get it together. Oh, sorry again about the background noise. My laptop's going crazy. All right, so we got the Battle of Alberta in a barn burner of a first game. The Flames beat the Oilers 9-6. Tampa Bay's plays tonight against the Panthers. The Lightning, I think, will win that in 5 or 6. They're up 1-0, even though the Panthers are very good this year. And then you got the Blues Avalanche. I think the Avalanche will win in 5 or 6. They look really strong. And I think that might be all of the matchups. So we got Rangers, Carolina, Tampa Bay, Florida, St. Louis, Colorado, and I think that's it. I think it's the series before the conference finals. So I like I was gonna say Oilers, but I like Tampa Bay to repeat because Oilers got beat in game one. But I think that's going to be the best series of the series going on right now is the Battle of Alberta, the most entertaining, other than our Rangers, of course, who are coming back with a vengeance. So that's the NHL. A lot of exciting stuff, a lot of exciting players. I'm glad we have a top 10 player on our team. I think that's what you need to win a Stanley Cup in Artemi Panarin. But yeah, I'm excited. What's next on the list? But I'll pick Tampa Bay. I think that won last year, so we'll call that a repeat. Music, pop culture. I've been really enjoying Kendrick Lamar's new album, Morale and the High Steppers or the Big Steppers. Let me look that up. It's been really good. My favorite track off there is Rich Spirit. Bitch, I'm attractive. I won't do that anymore. I'll stop embarrassing myself. I know everyone was clamoring for me in those 2 seconds to stop rapping. But it's a really good song. I think Kung Fu Kenny is just aka K Dot, aka Kung Fu Kenny, aka Kendrick, aka the man, the myth, the legend. But he's just awesome. I think this has been my favorite album of his in a while. And I think he's back to his good form, as we've been saying this episode. So look out for that. Not too much on pop culture. We got the Marty versus Rhea versus Hank drama. Obviously, Team Hank all the way. I won't delve too much into that. But Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. That was Kendrick's album. So Team Hank all the way. I think Marty won't get renewed, and Rhea will decide her future for herself. So shout out to all my stoolies out there. That's it for pop culture. Video games, TV, Stranger Things starts May 27th. Obviously the first season, one of the best seasons of TV of all time, and then it kind of slowly fell off, but I'll tune in. I'll watch it. I don't even know if I finished season 3. But yeah, Ozark, kind of similar things. First couple seasons were amazing, and then this season I don't think touches the earlier seasons, but I will finish that and give my review. I do finish it, but shout out to Marty Bird, Ruth, Jonah Bird, all the birds. Shout out to all the birds. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with TV right now. I don't even know what the biggest HBO thing was. Oh, Disney Plus, of course. We had Doctor Strange, and then we had Moon Knight. I think it's one of the lower tier Disney Plus series. I think the top two are easily WandaVision and Loki. I think people like Loki more because it finished well, but I think WandaVision had higher highs. But I think Moon Knight was a lower tier. I think it goes like WandaVision, Loki, and then you get into like the far down next tier. It's a little top heavy with the top two, and then you get into like the Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Hawkeye. And so Moon Knight wasn't bad by any means, but I don't think it was, I think it was like C tier in terms of the Marvel Disney Plus shows. Video games, GTA 6 going to release 2024. It's kind of a rough time for video games right now, if we're being honest. Not too much going on, but it is what it is. Video games are what you make it. There'll always be the Fortnite. There'll always be the Call of Duties. So it is what it is. You're going to find something you like if you search hard enough. It's just nothing, no big releases right now, I guess you could say. That's that. Guests. One guest agreed to come on. Fantabulous. Amazing. Edna White, my former coworker, she's a motivational life coach. So I hope she can give us some motivation sometime soon. She's great. She was always very funny, very personable, and a great person to work with. And we're both not at our former jobs anymore, so we can dish on that, I guess. No, we won't burn any bridges, but she'll be very good to come on and talk about how she got into motivational and life coaching. And then golf. I just got a great deal on some clubs. So the deal is I paid like I might have been swindled. We'll see. But I paid like $550 for to test out a driver. So gave me a 3-iron, 5-iron, and a 7-iron, which is shipping. So like $167 for each club. And then if I don't like them, I can send them back and get my money back. But just for testing all those clubs out, I can keep the driver. So we'll see if I like the clubs. I do need all three of those clubs because my 7-iron is short. I lost my 5-iron and I never had a 3-iron. So shout out to Patriot Golf for that. Yeah, and if you're looking to get some holes in, looking to get around in, I'm always game. Anytime around Nassau or Suffolk, I'm always game for some golf as the summer heats up. So thank you guys for listening. Like I said, we'll get that guest on soon. If you want to be a guest, excuse me, you know how to find me. Monsignor Farrell on Instagram, Pirate Radio Pod on Instagram, Amon, EAMONS 14 on Twitter, Facebook, Amon Sheeran, all that good stuff. So thank you guys for listening. The podcast will heat back up this summer, and I love you guys.